are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, now wait. This just caught my eye. They say Neanderthals were right-handed and may have had the capability for speech. Well, that's not news. I mean, most of us are right-hand dominant. Yes, we have a group of the population that's left-handed. Many of you make fun of them, but don't. Okay? I know they're not witches. It's just some people, they're more dominant with their left hand. But yeah, the majority of people are right dominant. And the majority of us voiced some sort of sound or opinion in our ancestral caveman days because we had a voice box. Anyway, Daily Mail reports that most Neanderthals were right-handed, just like modern humans, and this tendency suggests that they may have had the capacity for speech. Oh, why? Because they're right-handed? Handedness, a uniquely human trait, signals brain lateralization, where each of the brain's two hemispheres is specialized. Left brain controls the right side of the body and plays a primary role for language. So if Neanderthals were primarily right-handed, that fact could suggest a capacity for language. What? Wait a second. No. Okay. Our animals make sounds. People make sounds. Everyone in the animal kingdom has at some point or another made some sort of a sound. Even earthworm, I don't know if that's animal species. That's in the worm family. But still. Okay. Animals make sounds, especially mammals. There are few Neanderthal skeletons available to science. Well, you won't be able to hear the skeleton talk. One of the more complete was discovered in 1957 in France, roughly 900 yards away from the famous Lascaux Cave. I probably mispronounced it, but I don't speak French. Sorry. The skeleton was dubbed Regordeau. And about two decades ago, researchers examined his arm bones and theorized that he had been right-handed. They said this skeleton had a mandible and parts of the skeleton below the neck. Well, how does that mean they're right-handed? 20-plus years ago, some people studied the skeleton and argued it was right-handed based on the muscularity of the right arm versus the left arm. You could tell sometimes the muscularity by the insertion and origin points on bones. So that's my guess, because obviously the muscle would have already been deteriorated by now. All right, so they're looking more at that, and they're looking at the robustness of the arms and the shoulders and scratches on the teeth. Well, that makes sense how you eat, right? If you're left-handed and you're biting into something, you're going to bite into something on the left part of the jaw. Yet when you're right-handed and you bite on something, you bite on the right part of the jaw. Okay, now that makes sense. They're thinking now. This is some cool stuff. Okay. They also said they did more sophisticated analyses of the arms, the collarbone, the humerus, the radii, and the ulna, right? Your collarbone, right? Clavicle. Then you got your humerus, upper arm, radius, and ulnar, lower bones to the arm. Because we have them on both sides, and we looked at cortical thickness and other biomechanical measurements. I got to say something. I know we make fun of a lot of scientists on the show, right? We make fun of them a lot because, you know, we got nothing better to do, right? We're just sitting here looking at their studies, and they're easy to make fun of because they probably don't know that we're making fun of them. But I got to admit, that would be fun to be able to look at a body, a Neanderthal, or examine a mummy and try to go back and try to figure out if they were asthmatic, if they were right-handed, if they had erectile dysfunction. I would say that probably is something on my bucket list. I would probably want to do something like that. They said they looked at the cut marks on the lower incisors and canines of the teeth. The marks that were on the lip side of the incisor teeth are oblique or angled in such a way that it indicates that they were gripping with the left hand and cutting with the right. And every now and then they'd hit the teeth and leave these scratch marks. Okay, that is way cool. Am I the only one that's thinking this is cool? I didn't think I was going to spend this much time on it, but this is pretty cool. Okay, so we know about 90% of us are more right-handed. Trying to think if they're... No, they don't go into... Oh, man, I'm so excited about this. Wow. All right, okay. Good. I'm not going to make fun of these guys. These guys rock. That was a pretty cool study. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Going to talk a little bit about the Empire State shooting. That just blew us away. See, now that could happen. Apparently, he gets fired, decides to go and shoot his boss. 3 shots. Point Blank. Apparently, a court has struck down graphic warnings for cigarettes. This was a U.S. appeals court. This is great news for tobacco companies. I think it's good news for us because we really don't want to look at the stuff, and I don't think it helped anyway. And I kind of welcome the idea that courts are finding it odd for government to have you advertise against yourself. So I get that. All right. Apparently, research has found brain's gullibility center for those of us who are gullible. They also say that if there is a suicidal patient among your family, sitting and hovering over them, that doesn't really help. Okay? That kind of makes sense. Remember, your family doesn't like you. Okay? You know, if you have a teenager that is thinking about suicide, hanging around them night and day is not going to help. They're just going to try to get away from you and then do what they need to do. So we weren't too shocked about that. Let's give out the phone line because I'm still trying to figure out what else I want to talk about. There's a few other stories I want to fit in today. But I'm not supposed to promise you that I'm going to discuss a story and then not discuss it. Okay, I can't just shout out a whole bunch of stories that I want to talk about and then I realize I run out of time because I answer some of your emails or I forget. Okay, see? Notice how I was blaming it on the emails. Did you notice that? I was blaming it on the emails that, you know, basically I forget. You know, I get a brain fart. All right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I don't think scientists have discovered the area of the brain for the brain fart. I really don't. I think could be amygdala. Could be your pineal gland. Could be your hypothalamus. Could be the gray matter, the white matter, the corpus cavernosum. I don't know. No, wait. The corpus cavernosum is in the penis. Corpus callosum. Thank you. I got to get my anatomy right. But no, brain farts do happen. It just, in me, I think it's bihemispheric. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, who's making the show happen. We got Donovan working the dials today. Big thanks also to XM Radio that has been broadcasting the show. Of course, big thanks to you all for tuning in. I know you guys have plenty of other choices. I know there's plenty of other choices because I listen to the other choices. You're really learning something. You are. Okay. If I don't forget what I want to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Good day, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is August 24th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1665.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1706.66, $853.33 for a half ounce, and $426.67 for a quarter ounce. $1706.66, $853.33, and $426.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you thinking about what you want to do next summer, remember we are doing the Dr. Dahlia Cruise, sailing up coastal Alaska in the Inside Passage. Very calm water, very beautiful. One of the most exquisite parts of this phenomenal country that we live in. And we got a great rate, block the rooms up. So the price wouldn't increase, but they are booking fast. So please go to our website at Dr. Dahlia. Check out the Alaska Cruise part of it and part of the website, and hopefully you can book. Don't forget later when you're fooling around on Facebook, updating your status updates, uploading your pictures and your Instagrams, don't forget to find the Dr. Dahlia Show. I would love for you to find us and connect. It's great to always see who's listening. All right, the Norway massacre gunman, Breivik, looks like was sentenced today. He wanted to be found sane, right? He's a extremist. Don't want to go into his reasoning for shooting and killing 77 people that he did. However, he was sentenced to 21 years in prison. And he was found to be sane. Many people are wondering, really only 21 years? From what I understand, in Norway, that's the maximum sentence, but it could be extended, and he denied parole if they think he is a threat. So from what we understand, he's not going to be going anywhere soon. Also, with New York City's Empire State Building shooting, from what we understand, of the 9 people injured, they're still stable. They're doing okay. 2 people died. The gunman and his boss, who he had shot. Designer Jeffrey Johnson, 58 years old, had opened fire after he had been laid off from Hazen Imports. He had gone up to his boss, I'm trying to think of his name, Christopher Collins, is it? And point blank, shot him 3 times in the head. Unfortunately, as he was being chased down and police were trying to apprehend him, shots were fired and bystanders were shot. We believe all the bystanders were shot by police, but it was accidental, they say, and they said none of them were serious wounds. All right, we'll keep you posted as we hear more on some of the victims. Yes, I know. And yes, New York City strict gun laws. Absolutely. I don't think you can hold a handgun. I don't think in New York City at all. Concealed weapons. Nothing. Moving on. James Holmes, the alleged Colorado theater shooter, had actually threatened in a conversation with another classmate a few months before the shooting, had threatened that he wanted to kill people and that he would do so when his life was over. So now we're hearing more and more stories that James Holmes, the alleged Colorado shooter, was more kooky than we think. And I'm sure many of us suspected that. It's just now we're getting these little stories here and there. He had seen at least 3 mental health workers prior to the shooting. Campus police had to be called because when he failed his oral boards in the neuroscience program, he had, had a huge BF, was threatening. So from what we understand, his professors wanted to keep him out of the labs and had doors locked. Now, a student says, yeah, he actually told me he wanted to kill people. Student was not identified, and the threats were not reported to the police. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hello?
You were talking about the shooting in Aurora. Did you realize that was a no-gun zone? Guns were illegal in that theater? Isn't that a shame? Nobody had a gun except the criminal.
Well,
that's typical.
You know, Mayor Bloomberg came out, you know, because of what happened with New York, saying, okay, you see why we need more gun laws. I mean, this is where I stand on it. Okay, I should have a right to defend my family. I should have a right to be able to carry a weapon. And, you know, you look at, I mean, this is New York City, right? And obviously a bad guy got a gun. Right now, I doubt the innocent bystanders in New York could have actually done something that happened so fast. He started running. But, you know, even in the Colorado theater shooting, you know, some of my listeners had written saying, you know, I have a concealed carry. I don't know why people didn't stand up who had it and shot. And, you know, whether there was that law or not, I didn't know about that, where in Aurora, Colorado, there, in that, that city, there's a, the gun laws are extremely strict. But, you know, remember when James Holmes came into the theater during the Batman premiere, you know, he had thrown tear gas. So there was smoke. He was, from what I understand, in bulletproof vesting and a groin protector and Kevlar and masks, et cetera. And then you had innocent people running back and forth in a panic. So I don't know how much some of us could have done if we carried and we were there at the time. But I think the idea of banning guns and gun control will stop the massacres or stop the shooting, I think, is completely asinine. Let us be able to protect ourselves. Let us be able to protect our family, to defend ourselves. And absolutely, we have guns, and I'm a huge proponent of us being able to protect ourselves and right to bear arms. I don't think you having gun control will prevent any of these shootings. And also, can I just make a comment? Okay, if I can extrapolate here with the illegal immigration. Yes, I'm bringing up the illegal immigration. Think about it for a second, okay? If the government thinks they can control the guns to the degree that they are claiming they can, such that there'll be no more mass shootings, such that they will prevent every criminal from having a gun, why do they think we will have confidence in that and we will believe that they could execute that when they can't even control our illegal immigration issue? Right? Didn't we talk about that yesterday where Janet Napolitano said, sorry, we really don't have the money or the manpower to deport all the illegal immigrants, so we're just going to kind of go for the dangerous ones? This is the same government that thinks they are going to be in charge and at the helm of gun control. They can't even control their borders, which means we, innocent U.S. citizens, will not be able to protect ourselves. We'll be completely vulnerable, and the bad guys are still going to get their guns. Until the government proves to me that they could do something correctly, leave us alone. Leave us alone. You know, I made a comment yesterday, you know, about the economy and about healthcare. And I know some of you, you are really excited about Romney running. And, you know, some of you still like President Obama and you're like, oh, Obama will get us out of this. You know, let me just say again, government is not going to get us out of the recession. It's not going to get us out of the mess. It's not going to protect us like they claim they will. Okay. You know, I don't think any politician or group of politicians can really do what we want them to do. The recession, if it's going to get better, is going to get better on its own as long as the government doesn't interfere and do something stupid. Okay? You know, many people ask Dahlia, I don't understand, you know, you're a doctor. There's a lot of social issues that many doctors seem to be more moderate on or liberal on. I don't understand why you're more conservative. One of the reasons, one of my focuses why I'm so conservative, even though I'm very moderate on a lot of social issues, one is, of course, fiscally, because I think it's ridiculous what we spend money on, but because I like the government not being involved. When government decided to get involved with healthcare, what happened? We had Obamacare, right? Start to have an acceleration of insurance rates. They decide to penalize hospitals, so hospitals now don't want Medicare patients. I mean, I could go on, and I'm not going to waste our time talking about all the damage that I think Obamacare has done. But out, right? What we talked about yesterday, you know, government trying to bail out businesses. There's a circle of life that some businesses have to have. When we were talking about boutique businesses and then Walmart and Home Depot coming in and then boutique shops going under, sometimes big businesses have to fall so then the mom and pop shops in the middle class are able to open businesses again. All right? If the government doesn't interfere, a lot of times the natural cycle of things will work itself out. Now, I'm not saying we sit and do nothing. But expecting the government to get us out of this recession, expecting the government to fix healthcare, government will not fix healthcare. You can't. I don't see how any legislation will fix the healthcare problem that we're in. But what I don't want is government mucking things up or messing things up. So if the government claims, like with these shootings, that they should instill gun control and have tighter gun control, they can't even get healthcare right. They can't get the economy right, and they sure as heck aren't getting immigration right and have admitted to it. They admit that they can't handle our immigration problem. They admit it. So if you admit that you can't handle the immigration problem and illegal immigrants coming across our border, you're going to convince me that you'll be able to protect us from guns coming across our border and getting into the wrong hands? No way am I going to be unarmed. No way. Please. All right. We're coming up on break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, what happened in the news today? I believe, there's a couple things I want to talk about. We just heard that a U.S. truck was fired upon by Mexican federal police. We don't know why. Two have been injured and have been sent to the hospital. As we hear more, we'll let you know. I'll have to look at that over the break. We're just in two hospitalized after U.S. truck was fired upon by Mexican federal officials. They're making it sound like it was an accident, that they didn't know who it was. Okay, people are going to have to get a clue. Can somebody get a clue? No. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. That's what I'm saying. Honestly, do I think the government can really, really protect us, right, from other people with guns? Do I really feel the government can protect us? No, I don't. All right, gallstones are now increasing on obese teenagers. I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but as our teenagers are becoming obese, they're starting to get grown-up problems. Are you noticing? Teenagers are having high cholesterol. They're having high blood pressure, diabetes. We're starting to see diabetes rise in teenagers. Now we're starting to see gallstone issues. They see teenagers who are overweight or obese are much more likely to develop gallstones. Now, we've talked about gallstones what happens is you're pretty familiar with what the gallbladder does, right? If not, not a big deal. Okay. You have your liver, and then underneath your liver, you have a gallbladder. I consider the gallbladder like an oil pan. And your liver, one of the jobs of the liver, among many, is to make bile. The liver, that big, juicy organ on the right upper part of your body that kind of extends over to the left, liver makes bile to help digest food. But the liver makes bile 24/7, okay? It doesn't want to, you know, wait until you eat. It doesn't want to even, it doesn't care when you eat. It's just going to make bile. Bile has to be stored somewhere because you only eat a few times a day. So the bile gets stored in the gallbladder, which is kind of the little purse, the little gall. To me, it looks like a little purse, a little oil pan. And then what happens is when you eat, the gallbladder gets a signal that you've eaten, and then it squirts out, like ink, the bile. Sometimes the sediments solidify. We see this in more obese individuals, people with higher fat content. And so when the sediments in the gallbladder solidify, you get gallstones. Now, many of us walk around with gallstones. They're not dangerous. But when your gallbladder starts to squirt out, like, you know, those toys where you used to kind of squirt and you were trying to get the colored water through the tube. If a gallstone, kind of like an ink blotter, gets stuck in the neck of the gallbladder or in the bile duct, as the bile is trying to get through, it starts to cause backup. And it could cause pain. It could cause swelling of the gallbladder. Then there can be infection because you start to have stasis where things aren't moving. And then when there's infection, we need to go in and take out the gallbladder. Well, now they're saying this to kids. They say healthcare providers at Kaiser Permanente looked at 500,000 children aged 10 to 19. 766 had gallstones. They found that those who were overweight were twice as likely as those who were healthy weight to actually have gallstones. Those who were moderately obese were four times more likely to have gallstones than those with a normal body index. Okay, I think we really need to get a clue here with our kids. Gallstones are even more common in girls than boys, which usually are, usually with women. In medical school, we always use that fat, 40, fertile type of, I don't know if it's an acronym. There's supposed to be four or five Fs. I don't remember them from medical school. But basically, when you're, oh, and female, thank you. You know, you're female, you're over 40, you're fat, which is supposed to be a term for obese, and fertile, having multiple children, you're more at risk for a gallbladder attack or more at risk for gallstones. All right, but we're starting to see this in our teenagers. So our teenagers are now looking like little adults. Unfortunately, many of the things that we have been afflicted as an adult used to be way when we were middle-aged, over our 40s. Now we're starting to see diabetes start hitting people in their 20s. We're seeing cholesterol as far down as, you know, children, 6 years, I mean, as old as the child will allow us to check their blood work. We're starting to see elevated blood pressure. So, you know, as the government is concerned about baby boomers and seniors and more of a senior population and the senior population growing, we need to realize that our kids aren't as healthy as they used to be. That's a huge problem with our healthcare system. I mean, we have kids with high cholesterol, diabetes, gallstones, okay? Then you just added an extra population of 17-year-olds, 16-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 14-year-olds, 13-year-olds, huge population. So we need to get our act together with our kids. We need to get them off their butt. Put them into sports. You put them into sport, but I know it's difficult. I mean, thank God for my husband taking my kids to swimming, because with my schedule between the show and the office, I couldn't drive the kids to sports. Now, with my new schedule, I will be able to. Thank God for Genesis Communications Network for making my schedule. I get to do radio in the mornings, office in the afternoon, take the kids at night to their sports. I love it. But I get that. As a working mom, I know it's difficult. And I also know it's difficult to start and plan a healthy meal and cook it for a few hours. Because you got to make those vegetables taste good. You got to make that meatloaf, you know, out of turkey meat, and you know, mince the chicken breast. Try to make it soft so it tastes as delicious as dark meat. But you're trying to give them less. I mean, I know it takes some art, it takes some work, and it's very difficult to prepare a meal that quickly. That's why I thank God my husband is able to do what he does, because me as a working mom, I'm neglecting that aspect. But thank God my husband is very good with cooking the meals, getting them to school, getting them to swim. See, I almost forgot what they did. So I don't think it's a brain fart. I think I speak so much and I speak so quickly that the thoughts are faster than as the words can come out. So my recommendation is, if your kids are not in a sport, get them into one. If you can't figure out a sport to put the kids into, then do something like Taekwondo, Krav Maga. Well, some Krav Maga won't take if you're under 18, but I would do some sort of a martial arts. One, it's very good in terms of physical activity. Number two, it teaches you a lot of willpower, a lot of mind exercises, gets you focused. Focus on your schoolwork, focus on your family. One of my kids disrespected me in the middle of class, and, you know, me being mom, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm the exact opposite of the way my parents were. You know, I let so much slide, whereas my mom and dad, you'd lose a tooth if my kids did one one-thousandth of what my kids did. And apparently, I didn't realize that one of my sons back talked to me. I didn't realize it because I was so used to it. And his teacher came down so hard on him. Boy, he was rough. And my kid looked at me like, you're going to let him yell at me? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, can I tape record this, please? So I'm a huge fan of martial arts. Plus, thirdly, you learn how to defend yourself. What greater gift can you give your child than a martial art? We have no idea who's going to be in the White House 2016, 2020, 2024. And I wouldn't be surprised if some bozo is really going to restrict our guns. I wouldn't be surprised. Now, not that, you know, martial arts can, you know, execute as well as, you know, as well as somebody would with a gun in terms of being able to protect themselves. But why not? Have the kid learn how to defend himself. Why not? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, many parents that have children with Asperger's, a very, very highly functional form of autism. Can't even tell the child has autism, right? Very, very smart, but a lot of times they're a little clumsy. And they don't do well in sports. Many kids with Asperger's are not highly athletic. I always recommend that these parents put these kids in martial arts. It teaches them balance. It teaches them muscle strength. And you don't have to be extremely athletic to fit in. You fit in right away because the teacher keeps good control. Nobody's going to bully you in class like they bully you out on the field. So good thing to think about. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZ Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZ Armor costs, and I installed EZ Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStore.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget when you're on Facebook later to find the Dr. Dahlia Show. Connect to it. Always love to see you guys and be able to connect. Don't forget to also follow us on Twitter. And we do have an Android app that you could download. It's free. Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. You can get that on my website or at your Android store. Right? Okay. I know. Apple and Samsung. Apple One. Right? Apple One, I guess the jury ordered Samsung to pay $1 billion in damages. Did you guys hear about that? After 21 hours of deliberation, 9-person jury has sided with Apple on a majority of its patent infringement claims against Samsung Electronics. That's Apple stuff. Don't mess with Apple. I know it. We're trying to still get my Apple app going. Samsung was easy to get. Apple tough. Don't mess with them. Apple had originally sought $2.75 billion in damages, and although it wasn't unanimous on all counts, the verdict was overwhelmingly in Apple's favor. They found Samsung infringement of Apple utility design patents for some of the products, willful infringement on 5 of 6 patents, upheld Apple utility design, I guess find Samsung diluted Apple's registered iPhone, iPhone 3, and combination iPhone, trade dress on some products. Anyway, a variety of things that apparently Samsung was found guilty of doing. I have an iPhone, but my husband has Droid. So that's where we stand on that. All right, looks like Katie Holmes' divorce settlement is final to Tom Cruise. Guess what she's going to get in child support from Tom Cruise? $400,000 a year. And everybody in the media is saying that a little. They said, how could she miss out $400,000 a year on child support? Whoa. Oh, my gosh. Doesn't that just make you cry when you hear those numbers? Yeah, and people are complaining. People are complaining she could have gotten a better deal. First of all, what does a kid need? Our kids are being raised on a significant amount less than $400,000 a year. Why does she need $400,000 in child support? What happened here? Fox News reports that their divorce has been finalized and Holmes is going to receive relatively modest support in comparison to her ex-husband's vast fortune. Tom Cruise's fortune is $250 million. I know, thank heavens for Trading Places. No, not Trading Places. It was, why can't I think of the one where it was the rock and roll song? I can't believe it. With the glasses. I cannot believe I am blanking on the 1980s flick. I know some of you are just screaming. Donovan, help me out here. The Tom Cruise one where he's dancing around in his underwear. I can't believe I'm blanking on the name. Anyway, now I won't be able to sleep until I figure that one out. Anyway, didn't he pose as a model for gay magazines? That was, I think, his first Risky Business. Thank you. That was his first break. You don't have to look it up, Donovan. I remembered it. All right. So anyway, he's made $250 million, probably because the Mission Impossible movies. Not too bad. Anyway, Cruise is going to pay almost $400,000 a year in child support, totaling $33,000 a month. Money will be paid by electronic transfer. Oh, my gosh. Makes you just weep when you look at that. Cruise must pay support for Suri, the daughter, for the next 12 years until she turns 18. The sum will come out to $4.8 million. One stipulation is that the daughter will not attend a residential school, which means she won't be sent to a Scientology boarding school. Well, that's interesting. Cruise is also going to have to pay for Suri's expenses, including schooling and extracurricular costs. Oh, so I guess child support doesn't cover extracurricular costs and school. What do you eat? If you get $400,000 in child support, what kind of food do you get to eat? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so doctors are saying if you're going to neti pot and if you're going to flush out your sinuses, don't use tap water. Remember in Louisiana last year, two people died from Naegleria fowleri, which is an amoeba that went up their sinuses. After they neti potted their sinuses, it went up through the sinuses into their brain and started munching on the brain. I thought it was fatal 100% of the time. They say 99%. I would love to meet the person who survived that. It was a 51-year-old woman and a 28-year-old man had used tap water in their neti pots to flush out the sinuses. You put it in one side of the nostril, it goes out the other. They had lived in separate areas of the state, so they believe that the amoeba was somewhere in the water system. Now, of course, according to, now physicians and researchers are saying, look, please avoid tap water in your neti pots. Use distilled water or sterile water. From what I understand, Dr. Yoder, Jonathan Yoder, who works at the National Center for Emerging and Zoonotic Infectious Diseases, NCAZD, a division of the CDC, concluded that in both cases of those who died using neti pot, the victims had only come into contact with the amoeba from tap water. They had tested the water from both houses, published their results in clinical infectious diseases. They found Naegleria fowleri in a tankless water heater in the home of the 28-year-old man. Pretty scary stuff. So my recommendation is distilled or bottled water, or if you don't have that, take your tap water and boil it for a few minutes just to kill any of these things before you stick it in your nose. Initial symptoms usually begin, they say, 5 days after infection, but it could take about a week. You start getting fever, nauseous, vomiting. Then when the amoeba reaches the brain tissue, you could seize, have balance issues, hallucinate. They say one person has survived this. Wow. They say also, if you're going to swim in fresh water, in heated areas, remember there was this one girl in Florida who went swimming and then she had an entamoeba histolytica infection where the amoeba went up her nose, went to her sinuses and killed her. Swim with nasal plugs or just hold your nose or keep your head out of the water. But these, they like water in warm areas. Pretty spooky stuff. I know. I, you know, didn't we as kids, we always jumped into lakes and swam and got dirty and didn't use antimicrobial soaps and we lived. Unless maybe because we didn't have the media that we did, we didn't have any idea if anybody came up with entamoeba histolytica or Neisseria fowleri. Basically, the neti pots people used to flush out their sinuses. It's a brilliant concept. People that get sinus infections a lot or they get clogged nose, rather than going to the supermarket to start popping Sudafed or getting the pharmacy to give you antibiotics, what if you flush it out? It makes perfect sense. I love the idea of neti pots. You just got to be careful what you're putting in your nose. All right. News today. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Court has struck down graphic warnings for cigarettes. This is a huge win for tobacco companies, and I think a pretty big win for those of us that really don't want government involved. We may hate smoking and hate secondhand smoke, but I think a lot of us got the heebie-jeebies that government could tell a company to advertise against itself by putting ugly pictures on products. Anyway, a U.S. appeals court ruled today that cigarette companies do not need to comply with new federal rules requiring their products to show graphic warning images, such as a man inhaling smoke through a hole in his throat. 2-1 decision by a court in Washington, D.C. contradicts a similar case by another court in March, setting up that the U.S. Supreme Court may have to weigh in on this issue. Court's majority found the label requirement from the U.S. FDA violated corporate speech requirements. They say this case raises novel concerns about the scope of the government's authority to force the manufacturer of a product to go beyond making purely factual and accurate commercial disclosures and undermine its own economic interest by saying every single pack of cigarettes in the country a mini billboard for the government's anti-smoking message. Absolutely. I thought this was a huge infringement. I mean, what are they going to do next? Have cars? I've discussed this before. Are you going to have cars with pictures of people mangled in a drunk driving accident? Right? Are you going to sell tampons with a picture of somebody in the ICU in toxic shock? You can't make a company advertise against itself. You can put some warnings on there, but none of these stupid pictures that nobody wants to see. All right, guys, we've got another hour coming up. If you could stay with us, please do. If not, have a great rest of the way home. And most of all, be healthy and God bless.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.